Hey everybody! It is Saturday, September 6th, 2014. You are listening to Post Game Lobby.
He got it right!
Yeah, no. I didn't flub this
week. Oh
boy!
It only took me a 3-week break to get it right, but...
Actually started with your elongated hey.
I know.
Did it, coach.
Hey everybody, it's
feels good.
The Post Game Lobby.
Yeah, welcome to the Post Game Lobby. I am your host, Cam. We've been off for a couple weeks, and by a couple I mean about four. This will be the fourth week, but we're actually doing a podcast this week, so that's good.
So does it actually? It's only been 2 weeks, hasn't it?
It's been three.
That we haven't done one.
It's been three.
Okay.
I swear it's been three.
I'll take your word for it.
I guess
I'm gonna look it up, but I'll take your word for it.
All right, we got Riley here.
Hey, how's it going?
Rowan's here.
Hi.
Tyler's here.
Yes, I am.
And Cameron's here.
What?
Yeah, we've been off. The last few weeks of summer were kind of busy for me, so
they've been busy for just about every. Well, a lot of people in the group have been going off to college.
Yeah.
Yeah. Besides the ones that already were in college. So.
Yeah. Yeah. Aside from aside from just me being busy, I haven't had the motivation to actually want to do a show in the past couple weeks, which is fine. I mean, it was in the summer, and the summers always are lull.
Yeah.
Just because we don't have a set schedule, but now that everybody's up and started school again, we should be back to the weekly schedule. I say should, very lightly, But it should be back to every week, just because it's our escape from school now.
Yeah.
I started school this week. I started college. So that was fun. I met friends. I think they're my friends now. I was wearing my Sunketsu hoodie. One of them is like, yo, dude, nice hoodie. I'm like, thanks, dude. And then we sat down, and we started talking about Gundam.
I told you they would find you, Cam.
Made sure to tell that they were Asian to us.
Well, no, only one of them was Asian.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, Cam, you texted me earlier this week saying...
Oh, yeah, I'm like, I better find some more goddamn weebs.
And I was like, dude, if you don't find them, they will find you.
Because sure I heard somebody the first day of class say something like... I heard, out of the corner of my ear...
That's so quiet.
The corner of your ear?
Yeah, the corner of my ear. I heard somebody say something about Gundam Unicorn. And I kind of, my ears perked up. Yeah, you heard me. The corner of my ear. You want to fight me about this?
God damn it, dude. What?
Yeah, only the corner of my ear works, actually. I have hearing problems, my bad. Mm. It's a sad topic, man. I can't believe it.
Can't believe you're making me talk about it.
Yeah, so... I'm like, oh, okay, yeah. At least there's one other person here I know that said something about Unicorn. And then yesterday, when I was coming to my last class, our classroom, our lab wasn't open, because I'm going for game development, so most of my classes are in labs. Actually, all of my classes except one are in labs. And we were waiting outside of the lab, and I sat down, and the one guy's like, oh, nice hoodie. I'm like, thanks. And then we started talking about Gundam and Evangelion. I'm like, these guys are now my friends, I think. So, yeah, they were cool. They were cool. School's tough, but not
too tough.
It's not the classes are tough right now, just because it's the first week. But it's my schedule is tough on my body. Because I get up at 5:30 in the morning. So I can leave for 6:30, so I can be there for 7:30, so I can get to class for 8. And my body's not used to waking up that early, so it'll take some time to get used to it, but it'll be fine, I guess. All my classes are cool this semester. I have stuff like drawing and intro to 3D modeling, Flash.
You're gonna 3D model the titty?
Yeah, I'm gonna 3D model a titty. That's gonna be my final project. Just all a right. full, a full. It's
a
just
fully
gonna,
animated titty.
Yeah, it's gonna be. It's gonna be one of the titties from Dead or Alive.
Oh, God,
so it's
yes.
gonna have some. It's gonna have some good jiggle physics.
Oh, I was thinking like one of the titties from High School of the Dead or something.
Oh, well, I mean,
that'd be
those the Sonic ones.
The hyper like
the Mach 3 titties.
Yeah. Okay. That's gonna be my final project. Thank guys.
Nice.
Set them up and knock them down.
All right. Week 15. Here I come. But yeah, I'm enjoying my classes so far. The only class I haven't had yet is English, because we had Monday off. So
you don't know how to speak it.
No. May I Cameron. But yeah, all of my classes are good so far, so that's good. Prior to that though, I was out and about with friends. Especially
you
the last
boot?
Yeah, especially the last week of the summer. I was out almost every day. Of the week doing something, either prep for school or just hang out with friends. So I've been busy then. I haven't played a whole hell of a lot lately. I'm trying to get at least one or two league games in just so I can get my win of the day in, and those end up being ARAMs just so I can finish them quickly. But other than that, what else have I played? I was playing Smash Bros. The other day. I was going through the Melee events because I'm just trying to get everybody unlocked. And apparently you don't get like the last few events if you don't have all the characters. And the only characters I'm missing are Mewtwo and Mr. Game & Watch.
Mewtwo is so
Mr.
hard to get.
Mr. Game & Watch.
Mewtwo's retarded because you either have to play 700 versus matches or have 12 hours combined total of versus hours.
I'm pretty sure it was like 20.
I think it is 20.
I'm pretty sure
yeah,
it's 20.
It's 20. And like, I don't want to do what I did when I was little, where it'd be like, dinner time would happen, and it would be like 5:30, and I'd turn my GameCube on, I'd set up an unlimited timed match, and it'd be like my AI just standing there doing nothing while the enemy AI kills me a whole bunch of times, and I'd turn my TV off, and I'd just leave it running throughout the entire night, and then I'd wake up in the morning, end the match, and fight Mewtwo, but I don't want to do that. So I don't know. I'll get Mewtwo at some point. It'll probably be through the 700 versus matches of me just doing like one stock with handicap on, so I can one hit everything.
Yay.
Yeah. What else did I play? Crypt of the Necrodancer.
Yes.
I watched the Vine Saw streams, and Vinny was playing it a while ago. I'm like, this game looks really cool. So anybody who doesn't know what Crypt of the Necrodancer is, it's an indie game on Steam right now. And it's a rhythm-based... I kind of want to call it a dungeon crawler. I don't really...
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
It is a dungeon crawler.
Yeah, it's a rhythm-based dungeon crawler, if that makes sense. So you have it's in alpha right now, so you have three worlds you go through, and each world...
They added a fourth one.
Well, the fourth one wasn't open for, like, I finished world three, and it said that's it, world four is not open.
I'm trying to, well, there's four now, because
Okay.
Apparently there's an update.
Oh, okay, I'll find the update. Riley knows what that voice is. And I'm not gonna go into detail.
He like muttered it too. It was like, find an update.
That game's really cool. The music's extremely good. Each world has four levels. The fourth level is the boss level. And it's all about trying to keep the beat of the music. So your movement and your attacks should be in the beat with music. And it gives you, like, a gold multiplier, so when you kill things, you get gold. And there's shops on each level to get upgraded equipment and stuff. And it's really, really well done, I find, for such a simple concept. And it's It's addictive. It's so incredibly addictive because you'll fail a level and you'll be like, okay, okay, one more. I can get through this, don't worry. And then you'll die again. You'll be like, okay, okay, one more. I can do this. And it just keeps going and going and going until you, like, get yourself into the rhythm of the game and you can somehow beat the levels. And it's a very interesting, like, game because you can go through the entire game without being hit at all if you can memorize enemy patterns, if you're good with keeping the beat and stuff like that. So I say definitely go and check it out. It's on Steam. It's like $15, I think.
15.
Yeah. It's $14.99. Mm-hmm. Definitely go and check it out. It's well worth the money. And it's only an alpha, so it's only going to grow, which is promising.
It's only going to grow.
It's promising. What else have I played this week or in the past 3 weeks? I've been playing Terra. Woo. I finally got my guy to 40, so I have a Reaper class now, which is all I wanted in that game.
A Reaper class?
Yeah, they're cool. They're really, really cool. They're like long-range melee, and they use scythes, which is why I wanted to get a Reaper so bad, because scythes are my favorite weapon for some reason. I haven't done really anything else other than that, though, so, yeah. Riley, what'd you do past couple weeks? And pardon me, I'm drinking tea, if you hear slurps.
Wow. How dare you? I started school a long time ago, long ago, like, early August.
Yeah, 2 or 3 weeks ago, right?
Been dying because of that.
RIP.
That's the reason why I haven't been playing that many games. But when I did get the chance, I have been playing Clicker Heroes.
Good old Clicker Heroes.
I don't know, hours and hours of time. Just clicking away at these stupid enemies.
So Clicker Heroes, Riley, do you want to explain what that is?
It's like Cookie Clicker, but like with MMO character, MMO-esque.
Yeah, it has like an RPG aspect to it.
Yeah, RPG-esque feel. It's rather fun.
And it's better.
I feel like it's a lot more fun than
It's a lot better than Cookie Clicker ever was because it works even when you're not playing it. So you can close the browser and come back, and all the gold you've made from killing the enemies while not playing the game still goes, like, it still collects gold, which is used to upgrade stuff.
So. It's wonderful. Yeah, I just, like, turn off my computer and then get home from school. Like,
yeah, that's what I do.
Like, there's, like, 5 freaking billion.
Yeah, I wake up, I wake up, I turn my PC on, I check it, and then in the evening, I'll check it. Yeah. It's cool. Everybody should go check it out. It's
a pretty interesting game. Just kind of, it's just an easy way to pass time.
Yeah.
Let's see here. I did play a little bit of League.
Have you?
Probably going to play more today. I think I'm free this weekend. So I recently started getting back into Hearthstone because that game's fun and I've been wanting to play that for a while.
Did you now? I heard there's an update coming out.
The last update was like that was like some spooky spider update.
Oh, it was Naraxis or something, right?
Yeah, something about Naraxis. Yeah, something like that, yeah. And then I played Crypt of the Necrodancer because that game's fun. Except I'm really, really bad at that game.
The young Noogster gave it to you.
Yeah. He's like, just randomly there, I'm like, I sighed, like, a little bit.
Because that's what he does.
She just does it. And Cynthia and I are always, like, we're just tired of it. And it's like, Austin, go away.
Quit giving us shit.
It's like, Austin, go away. Yeah, I'm really bad at that game, because it's like, the blue little blob things, I cannot get their pattern because they're stupid. It's like, what are they
doing? Those are the ones that jump, like in 4 spaces, right?
Hell if I know. I really don't know. I just get wrecked every... whenever I see a green one, I'm okay.
Oh, the blue ones, they go up and down.
Oh,
yeah, okay. They go up and down, so every 2 beats, they'll move.
Oh, God. Because, like, every single time, it's just like, well, fuck. I'm, like, down to, like, 3 hearts now because this asshole over here just wouldn't move.
Rip.
And then there'll be some times where, like, a Minotaur will come out and just wreck me right off the bat, which is cool.
It's, Yeah, it's all about finding the pattern for that game. And
I did get to zone two though, so that was fun.
Yeah.
Zone two is a jerk.
If you beat zone three, tell me if zone four is open, because I don't know if it's open in the current update.
I saw zone four.
Because like, no, there's the stairs for zone four. I have that in mind, but when you beat zone three it doesn't open.
Oh.
That's what I meant. Like I don't know. I don't know if it's completed.
Because I saw zone four there, so I thought they just like didn't have the stairs there.
No. They're there. There's like unlockable characters in that game too, but
I haven't tried. There's a few characters unlocked. And I haven't tried.
One's easy mode and one's hard mode, but you can only unlock some of the other ones by playing on hardcore mode, and I don't think anybody wants to do that. So.
I heard that like if you miss a beat on like the hardcore mode, you die.
Yeah.
Oh my god. Like, okay, so there's been so many times where I've been like dropped, you know, the little trap door.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've been there's been so many cases where I just like drop down and it's like don't miss a beat stages.
Yeah.
And I straight up right off the bat missed the beat because I didn't know it was like you're gonna die immediately. But it's like, yep. Well, I died.
Yeah.
Took not even one step.
Fun times.
Great. The game's a jerk.
It really is.
It really is a jerk.
Yep. Cool. Yeah, is that all you did?
That's what I've been doing. Yeah.
Awesome. Roman, what'd you do?
Well, side. I haven't done that.
I haven't
much.
Done shit.
I haven't actually done shit because I was just kind of like, school's starting. I don't want to do stuff. But you know, I played Terra. A little bit. I kind of stopped playing that after like 3 days of non-stop playing.
Yeah, that'll tucker you out.
Yeah. Then I just went on and pretty much just played League. And then one of my friends told me that this thing called Legacy Mode came out on RuneScape where you have the old combat style.
Oh no.
Rowan, no.
Oh no.
Rowan started playing RuneScape again.
He has been playing RuneScape.
God damn it, Rowan.
I mean, to be honest, I kind of like it because it brings back memories from like, you know.
I don't know, from like 1982.
I wish I was you and could go back and actually feel like playing that game. But
I can't play that game.
Nope.
It feels ancient.
Oh, it's so bad.
Oh man, like I tried one day. There's like, I don't know, like 15,000 different things on your screen at once. It's like, sweet.
That's
I can't even see my damn character.
That's what they got rid of.
Okay. I guess that's good.
I mean, I'm just enjoying it with my friends. I mean, I don't really. I played a lot just as like a time waster, pretty much.
Sure as hell hope so, yep. Because you couldn't even see your character.
it's playable. It's like before that shit came out, and I'm glad. So, yeah. I bought Dark Souls 1 earlier last week, actually. And I played a little bit of that.
Have you cried yet?
Yep. I like a solid 10 times at least in the 71 minutes that I played.
Not bad.
How many times did you get killed by that boulder?
Zero.
The boulder?
I dodged it.
The boulder.
Riley's like, man, I know there's a boulder there.
Don't worry, first time I like saw it, I was like,
I got wrecked by that boulder.
I don't think I've ever been hit by that boulder, Riley. I don't think anybody in the world other than you has been hit by that boulder.
I got wrecked by that boulder.
Riley still hasn't even beaten that game.
I haven't beaten Dark Souls 2.
So. I didn't beat Dark Souls 2 either.
Like, it's like, oh, okay, I think I got far enough. And it's like,
he hasn't beaten Dishonored either.
Are you kidding? I got that
good
ending.
Excuse me, you got the good ending.
I got
thought
the
you
good
knew.
Ending. I don't know what you're talking about.
See, the thing with Dark Souls is I always want to go back to it because I really, really did enjoy that game. And I watch a bunch of Dark Souls 2 speedruns. So it keeps like motivating me to go back and play Dark Souls because I do enjoy that game. It does run not perfectly, but I really do enjoy that game. And I just get so like...
Cam, I get the impression that you really enjoy that game.
I really enjoy that game, but like every time I die once, I'm like, fuck, that's it. I'm done with this game for the next week and a half because it's like... I'm not used, like, I'm used to playing those games and beating them, because that's what I've done now, because I know how to play the game now. And
does
it just...
Does it make the corner of your ear tickle?
Yeah. It makes me turgle on the inside, and it's not a fun time.
But that's like, not good.
It's... Because I've put so many hours into those games to learn how to play those games properly and not die by, like, not looking around a corner, I get upset with myself because I've died, and it's like, I don't want to play anymore, because I know I can play better than this, so I stop for some reason. I get angry at that game, but I love it nonetheless. Do you have anything else, Ron?
Don't think so. I played a little bit of Roller Coaster Tycoon 2 here and there, and that's pretty much it.
Cool. Tyler, what do you do?
Not a whole lot. I played a T90 bit of Sanctum yesterday.
A T90 bit?
A T90 bit?
I couldn't tell if I was the only one that heard that.
Is that better, Cam? A tiny bit?
There we are.
Huh? That's, a tiny bit?
That is the word that we were looking for.
I'm sorry that my language...
But not the happiness.
Yep.
Yeah, I played not even a full level of Sanctum yesterday. Just because I was watching Kutra play Sanctum 2, and I was just like, hey, I need to try and beat the first game, and then I'll move on to the second one. And I don't think I'm going to be able to beat the first game, because there's one particular area where it's just like, okay, how do I even do this? But a bit of that, been on that grind to gold in League. I failed my promos.
Wrecked.
The dream.
I know.
That's the dream right there. There we go.
I'm on a slide, dude. It's pretty sad.
It's a shame.
Which slide I'm on. It is a shame. Because there's... I stormed my way through silver and then got to my promos for gold and just got shut down super, super quick. I got 3-0'd like CLG. It was almost as bad as that 3-0 on CLG.
We're not gonna talk about that until we get
COG's in regulation.
Riley, shut up, we're not that there yet. Matters. We're not in the league segment.
They're in regulations. I wasn't aware I knew they were in relegations, I didn't know they were in regulations.
I'm thinking fuck off so we can talk about what we did this week.
I've really been spending in terms of gaming, like I've been spending most of my time finishing up Shin Megami Tensei 4.
Oh, okay.
I'm pretty sure I'm getting close to the end. I'm not quite sure I am, but I think I am. I'll find out in like the next 2 or 3 days. But yeah, that game's pretty good.
Yeah, the game looks good.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Little bit of Mass Effect 3.
Great.
Yeah. Nothing new there. I can't stop playing that series. I don't know, dude. It's that series to me is like Dark Souls to you, Cam. Kinda.
No, not at all.
Kinda.
You like Mass Effect more than I like Dark Souls.
Okay. Maybe a bit more then. And then I got back to playing Bit Trip Runner 2, because I still haven't beaten that game.
And you never will.
I will, Cam. I'll do it. I'll do it tonight.
All right. I believe.
I'm not going to do it tonight.
No, you're not. Is that all?
I do believe that is all, friend.
Cool. Cameron, we're up to you. What'd you do?
He made a picture of you in the corner of your ear.
I fucking saw.
Yeah, I made that beautiful picture in the corner of your ear.
My very rectangular shaped ears. Yes, quite.
Yeah. Let's see. So I moved in 2 weeks ago.
I've been here two weeks. You started as well.
Yeah. I moved from California up to Oregon, so that's been fun. It's been burning hot up here, which is kind of weird, but
You live on res, right?
Yeah, I'm living on campus.
And do you have a roommate or?
Yeah, I've got a roommate. He's a football player named Sal.
Oh.
And
wait, where are
which
you?
It's kind of weird. It's like two completely opposite people in the same room.
Where are you going to?
I'm going to Willamette University.
Okay.
I'm doing chemistry, so calculus and chem have been sort of kicking my ass.
What are you studying for?
chemistry.
Like, is that your like major? I don't know how American schools work. So like, okay. I'm in a program dedicated for game development.
That's what majors are.
Cameron. Yeah. Okay. That's what. Yeah. So my program, I guess, it's basically a major. You just have to do certain requirements to get your degree.
There's core class requirements, which is like the English and like the mandatory. Those are the mandatory classes to take. Those are like your English, your math, your regular sciences, and then you get into your major.
You'll get your general electives, right?
Yeah, and so right now I'm taking calc and chem, which are required for my degree for a major in chemistry.
Okay,
and I'm also taking a colloquium class, which is basically just like an entry English class at the school, and so it's just like to get the writing up to par for college.
Okay.
And I'm also taking a sociology class, which is incredibly easy but incredibly boring. It's slightly interesting. It's like a little bit different from what I've normally studied, but that's what I'm doing, and I've met hella cool people here. And
welcome to the college life, friend.
Yeah, and that's pretty much it. Cool. I haven't played much video games. I played a little bit of Dev Tycoon and a little bit of FTL. Last night I played tennis and Blades of Steel on NES.
Oh no.
One of the guys on our floor.
I'm so sorry.
It was so good, dude. It was so much fun.
I just want to take a second to point out the fact that there's a velociraptor in the reflection of Cameron Shades in that picture that he made of you, Cam.
Is there?
Wait, yes. Is there?
Oh, there fucking is. You know why? No.
Why?
I'm not gonna. I'll go into it later. I'll go into it later.
I was looking at this picture. It's like, oh, Cameron's got the squarest ass ears I've ever seen in my life. And then
it's classified. I can't talk about it.
And then there's Dylan, and then there's fucking Velociraptor on the other side.
I can't talk about it. It's classified. It's classified. I actually live in Jurassic Park. I'm sorry.
Oh sweet, you're in. Ah, fuck, what's that country called? I give up.
I give up.
Costa Rica.
Cool.
But what else have I done? Not a whole lot besides that, I don't think. Cool. I watched Silence of the Lambs last night, too.
Oh.
God, rest in peace.
That was a really good movie.
Is that movie scary? Like...
It's kind of like more thriller than it is scary.
All right, but I don't do well with scary movies.
It's definitely a weird movie.
Yeah, I know Anthony Hopkins is like a really really good actor.
Yeah, so. it's good. Yeah. I would recommend it.
Cool. Then if that's all, we can move on to the new releases for the week of September the 7th, or well, not really. It's August 31st through September 6th, but whatever. Things that came out this week, so I can go and check for next week, because I didn't check for next week, unless I did, and then I'm just retarded. I have to check really quick. Dance Central Spotlight is coming out on the Xbox One, or came out on the Xbox One. Came out on the Xbox One this week. It's Dance Central debut on the Xbox One as a downloadable only game. Get such hit songs. So you get 10 songs in the base game, which includes such hits as Avicii's "Wake Me Up," "I Wish" by Cher Lloyd, "Titanium" by David Guetta, "Talk Dirty" by Jason Derulo, "Show Me" by Kid Ink, "Royals" by Lorde, "Counting Stars," "One Republic," "Happy" by Pharrell, "Diamonds" by Rihanna, and "Hashtag That Power" by Will.i.am featuring Justin Bieber.
All right.
There's additional songs you can buy that are $2 each. These include "Take Me On" by Aha, "Pompeii" by Steel, "Summer" by Calvin Harris. Uh-huh. Aha. A H A A.
It's Aha.
Is it?
Yeah.
I don't fucking care.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
Take on me.
Take on me. I Need Your Love by Calvin Harris and Ellie Goulding, Heart Attack by Demi Lovato, Turn Down for What by DJ Snake and Little John.
Yeah.
I'm gonna just quickly tangent real quick. Yesterday walking to school, some dude drove by with his windows all the way down, blaring louder than I think I needed to hear, Turn Down for What, and all I could think of was, like, is that Cameron? Is he driving by?
Okay, wait, actually, hella funny story. So you know Burning Man, the music festival?
Yeah.
I think it's in New Mexico, I want to say.
It's in Nevada, I believe. It's in, like, a desert somewhere. Anyway, what's your point here? Cameron?
No. Oh, so.
What?
What the fuck is happening?
My internet just went out. Okay, so.
Yes, Burning Man, in the middle of a desert, yes.
Yeah. So, Diplo and Skrillex were supposed to go up there because someone who was scheduled for it had to back out for the next day or something. Yeah. And so, Diplo goes up there, and for some reason, like, apparently he's kind of a douchebag, which is, I guess, okay, whatever. But he goes up, and the first song he plays is Turn Down for What, and the whole entire crowd just booed him off stage.
Wow. Wow.
Like, it was so loud, they were just like, fuck it, and left.
The king.
I just thought that was a funny tangent.
The king. Other songs that have are Enrique Iglesias featuring Sean Paul, December Bueno, Paul. And Gente de Zona, Beliando. I've never heard that song. Erasure's A Little Respect. John Lennon's All of Me. John Legend, not John Lennon. All of Me, Tiesto's Birthday Treatment Remix Radio Edit.
Say that 10 times, bro.
I don't want to. Lady Gaga, Applause, Maroon 5 Maps, Maroon 5 One More Night, Neo, Let Me Love You Until You Learn to Love Yourself. Jesus. What a great nom.
What a name.
Nico and Vince, Am I Wrong, Of Monsters and Men, Little Talks, Paramore, Ain't It Fun, Selena Gomez, Come and Get It, TLC's Creep, and Will I Am featuring Britney Spears, Scream and Shout.
Come and get it one more time, bro.
Please, no. Danganronpa 2 came out on the Vita this week.
Yeah.
Warriors Orochi 3 came out on the PS4, PS Vita Network and the Xbox One. And Dead Rising 3, Super Omega Apocalypse Edition or some shit came out on the PC this week.
Is that the full title?
No, it's just Apocalypse Edition. Destiny is coming out next week, an online first-person shooter by Bungie. With role-playing elements such as classes, abilities, and loot, alone or with friends, players explore a ruined Earth whose last remaining city is besieged by aliens. Looming overhead is a mysterious giant sphere called the Traveler, who once saved humanity from extinction. That comes out on the 9th, Xbox 360, PS3, PlayStation Network, Xbox One, and PS4. NHL 15 is coming out next week on all consoles as well. And the Fable Anniversary is coming out on PC. An Xbox 360 remastering of the original Fable game, including the extra originally cut content from Fable the Lost Chapters. So yeah. Want to get those. Those are coming out next week. Gotta get your NHL 15s.
Pick them up.
John Madden.
John Madden.
Get them while they're hot.
Please don't. Move on now to gaming news. I don't know. That was like the news bulletin noise.
I got it.
GameSpot has a thing for the best free PC games. It says money doesn't buy happiness. The rise of free PC games. The rise of free play games as a business model for PC games over the last few years has paved the way for some incredible PC games to flourish. Here, then, is a list of the best free-to-play games currently available on the platform. Note that we only included games that do not require you to pay at a certain point to progress. Only games that let you play for free forever are counted. So they have Dota 2, League of Legends, Smite, The Path of Exile, Ghost Recon Phantoms, Rift, Star Wars The Old Republic, Lord of the Rings Online, Planetside 2, which I agree is a good game, TF2, World of Tanks, War Thunder, Tribes Ascend, War of the Roses, and Hearthstone. So, if anybody hasn't checked some of those games out, I highly suggest you go and check out most of them. I don't agree with Lord of the Rings Online, but that's just my preference.
Personal opinion.
Yeah, I played that for a little while and just didn't find it fun, so.
It looked too good.
No, it wasn't. Ghost Recon Phantom looks pretty good, though.
Is that the free-to-play?
Yeah.
Hold on, someone just knocked on my door.
It says, a great cover system, balanced class perks, and some cool high-tech gadgets make the movement where it makes the moments where it all comes together feel immensely satisfying, I believe. It's a third-person shooter, so I'm going to check that out. Yeah. And I know Star Wars The Old Republic was supposed to be pretty good, so...
Yeah.
Planetside's good. I know we all played that at some point. Or most of us played it at some point, anyway.
It's a lot of fun.
It's a lot of fun with friends.
Oh, even alone, it's a lot like Battlefield.
It did feel a lot like Battlefield.
What did?
Planetside 2.
Oh.
Yeah. Tribes Ascend is actually pretty fun as well. I was in the beta for that, and it has an interesting, like, combat system. I don't know what War of Roses is. It looks like a, it looks like Mountain Blade mixed with Chivalry.
Which one is this?
War of the Roses. It says after you lose too much blood and collapse to the ground, there's nothing as unsettling as watching helplessly while your foe towers over you and proceeds to stab you with a broadsword through your ribs to finish the job.
Oh, okay.
Nice!
That seems pretty cool. I don't know. That game looks interesting. So yeah, those are free play games which I'm going to go check out. So go ahead.
Has anyone played Phantoms yet?
I think Rav has. Probably ask him how it was.
It's definitely I installed it and I played I think maybe 2 hours of it.
Joe says he has. He's in chat, says it's fun.
Yeah, I played it, but for some reason on my computer, I guess on my desktop, my desktop is just like aging pretty quick because it was running like 20 frames per second on lowest settings. So I don't know if it was just like unoptimized or something, or just my computer sucks or something, but I thought it was kind of fun, but definitely it was so damn slow that I could not play it. And yeah, the cover system was really weird to get used to. Not even used to, I mean, just like weird as fuck.
Yeah.
It's still in beta, isn't it?
I think it is.
I think so, yeah.
I think I got it the day it was in open beta.
So hey, I'm pretty sure it's just unoptimized then, because yeah. I know BattleBlock had the same problem when they were porting it to Steam. Like I couldn't run it at anything higher than like 20 or 25 frames a second.
I don't know. It just looks graphically intensive. So
what game is this?
Oh yeah, it is.
Ghost Recon Phantoms.
Oh okay.
Yeah. It's pretty fun, but it's like Blacklight Retribution. It's insanely fucking difficult to get into at first.
Yeah.
But once you get used to it a little bit, it's kind of fun. But there's definitely the whole getting used to it, and then also the community is kind of get the fuck out, noob, sort of.
it's like the old TF2 community before the free to plays.
And then it became worse. Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't have a hat? What a loser.
Hey guys, check out this new gibbous.
Not the ghastly gibbous.
Oh man, I just got the ghastly gibbous. Wow, what a freaking pleb.
Oh baby.
My other news story is the special edition of the Super Smash Bros. 3DS XL system could be coming to the US.
Whoa.
It's purported that Walmart ad scans show the awesome looking system will launch in the US later this month. A leaked Walmart ad scan posted in the Blu-ray forums shows the system will launch in the United States on September 19th for $200 in blue and red colors. In Europe, only available as red. It's unclear if a copy of Super Smash Bros. For 3DS will be included with the system. The game is not scheduled for launch for the 3DS until October 3rd, which suggests that the game is not included with the bundle, or that the date is a misprint. We have reached out to Nintendo of America representative for the comment. Yeah, so, I don't know. I don't know if it looks kind of gaudy. Like, I don't know if I'd want all of this on my 3DS. It just seems like there's a lot going on. Like, there seems like there's too much on it. I put it in the chat if anyone wants to look at it. I don't know.
Oh, it's just a cover?
Yeah. I'm all for custom, like, 3DS skins, but that just seems like a little much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like it, though.
I don't know. It's just me, I guess. So yeah, I don't know. If it's scheduled for September 19th, I don't think it's gonna be available then, because the game's not supposed to come out until October. So, either, like they said, it could be just a misprint, or it's just not gonna come. So. Yeah, those are my stories. Riley, what's your story?
Aw, sick. Alright, so, I guess I'll start out, I have two of them. So, I'll start out with Mortal Kombat 10.
Baby.
Because that's all I got right now. They, Overkill, or Warner Bros. Interactive, I guess they, released the date for when, Mortal Kombat 10 will come out, and it's apparently, April 14, 2015, and it's gonna come to the Xbox 360, Xbox One, PS3, PS4, and PC, and, with this announcement, they, also announced a new quote-unquote character, and that would be Goro. The asshole with four arms.
Goro's
and the stupid ass ponytail. Is the guy that you fight before Shao bullshit.
Shao Kahn.
Oh my god, that guy.
Young Goro.
Yeah, so Goro was announced, but the catch is that yeah, it's either a pre-order, I think. Mm-hmm. But they did say that they will probably release him down the line. Don't know if that's true or not, but if the news right now is that he's pre-order.
I know a lot of. I think they even did it with the other Mortal Kombat that pre-order things were also included later in DLC that you get to buy.
Yeah, so. I don't know. Goro doesn't look that great to me. He's just kind of an ass.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think you could never play as him before, right?
You could only
play as the female one.
Yeah. It started with an S. It was like Sheikah or something like that.
Shiva.
Shiva. That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can only play as her. I know people tried hacking him in as well as Shao Kahn.
I
don't
know.
I
think Gar's pretty cool. Shao Kahn's cool.
Yeah, Shao Kahn was cool. Maybe they'll release him, but I don't know how.
It's a skull helmet.
Oh man, that guy was a jerk.
Yeah, he was.
Never again. And so, second news is, Bravely Second, came out with like a new trailer, or like, I guess a teaser.
Yeah.
And in that teaser, they just nothing really much happened. They showed like two new worlds, and
yeah,
like
they showed one of the towns.
I forget the name of the towns because I was looking into it. But it was really cool. Like one town was, it's primarily focused towards like mages and stuff.
Okay.
Like it's like a mage university, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what the other town was. I think it was like a town with the Crystal Orthodoxy. I think.
Oh, okay.
Where the Crystal Orthodoxy was like. Mainly based. That's like where it's based at.
Bravely Second is the sequel to Bravely Default.
Yeah. They did show a new class. She was holding guns. I'm not very well versed in the world of Final Fantasy, so I don't know what class name it was.
Usually there aren't classes with guns.
So. I thought there was in the newer games.
In Final Fantasy 13, one of the characters uses guns, but that's not—it's not like a class because Final Fantasy 13 didn't really have classes. So.
Okay. I don't know. I just thought. Well, there's a class with guns. You get to shoot guns, and there's some cool power where she jumped over people and exploded them with a gun somehow.
Yeah.
And I don't know how trustful this other news is, but because it just shows like a picture of a magazine with three new characters on there,
mm-hmm.
And apparently they're. They're musketeers, like three musketeers, I guess.
Yeah.
And their names are Eugene and Nikolai.
Nikolai.
And apparently, Yu is going to be the main protagonist in Bravely Second.
That's cool.
So there's that.
Sweet.
Cool. Rowan, what's your story for Endo?
My new story is about the PC version for GTA 5 has not been delayed or canceled for anyone who would be worried, which I'm pretty sure is like nobody, pretty much. but that's mainly because, like, Rockstar hasn't shown anything for, like, the PC version, which there isn't much to show anyway.
Yeah.
But, anyway, the PC version of GTA 5 has not been delayed or cancelled, developer Rockstar Games has confirmed. After recent reports suggested that this might be the case, a post from Rockstar Games support staffer confirms that the game's fall 2014 release date for PC is unchanged. I am also looking forward to the PC release, the representative said in a reply to a fan who asked if the PC version of GTA 5 had been delayed. However, the release date is not changed. So yeah, there's that for anyone who would still be worried.
Yeah, I thought the PC release was going to go alongside with the PS4 and Xbox One release.
Which it will be.
Yeah.
This fall.
Yeah, that's when it's scheduled. So. Cool. That's good, because I want to play that game.
Yeah, me too.
And I don't want to buy it on consoles, so.
Me
either. Tyler, what's your story, friend?
I got two, because one's pretty short.
Yeah.
Star Fox costume revealed for Bayonetta 2 on the Wii U.
Yeah, yesterday. Yesterday was Nintendo Direct, right?
I believe so.
Yeah, they had the Bayonetta 2 Nintendo Direct.
Yeah.
They revealed some new characters and stuff. I know what's his face who plays Togusa in Ghost in the Shell is one of the main rivals. He's somebody called a Masked Lumen. Fuck, what's his name?
I have no idea.
Crispin Freeman.
Okay.
The king himself.
Yeah.
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 Along with that, they announced attire like Princess Peach wear Samus and Link outfits for Bayonetta 2. So my other story is the Shadow of the Colossus movie now has a director. The upcoming movie based on the 2005 PlayStation 2 game Shadow of the Colossus is moving forward today as the director for the film has been named. The Hollywood Reporter says Spanish director Andres Muschietti, known for the 2013 horror flick Mama, is taking the reins. It's been in the works since 2009, and at one point, Chronicle director Josh Trank was tapped to sit in the director's chair, but that's been since nixed, and there's no word yet on a release date. But it has a director. So.
That's pretty good. Man, just like all those other good movies that are supposedly have a director, like Bioshock, and Assassin's Creed, and Ghost in the Shell, and fucking everything that Ubisoft has.
Oh, thank you, Ubisoft.
Splinter Cell, Assassin's Creed.
According to the same article, Angry Birds, there's an Angry Birds film scheduled for 2016.
I'm ready. I'm gonna be the first person to watch that movie.
Oh my god, please.
Cool. First person there.
I think a Shadow of the Colossus movie will be pretty good though.
If they can somehow do it well, then yeah, sure. It's gonna have to be like super heavy CG. Like if they can get like Godzilla level CG just for the entire movie, I'm down.
That would work. Yeah. That'd work really well.
Yeah. So,
I mean, I'm pretty sure they're gonna have to like employ like a lot of animatronics to, if it's gonna be anything like the game where you know we're looking at a character climbing on a colossi or any of the colossi.
Yeah. And there's gonna
be animatronics.
It's
involved.
Gonna be heavy green screen. Tell you that much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Cool. Cameron, what's your news story?
So mine is the Stomping Land, which is that one early access game about dinosaurs, which is kind of a really stupid way to explain it, but it's basically like if you crossed Rust and dinosaurs. And so, from what I've seen of it, it actually looks pretty good as an early access alpha. But since it came out, it was kickstarted and got like $114,000 for its Kickstarter. And it was released back in May. And what happened was the developers sort of just didn't ever update it after they released it in May. And they never tweeted or any kind of updates. And pretty much the developer said that the silence was because he was porting the game to the Unreal Engine, to the fourth Unreal Engine. But most people just are assuming that it's totally dead. And the devs just ran off with the money. And it recently, I think a few days ago, got taken off of Steam. And so you can't buy it.
RIP.
Yep. And one of the other reasons why they couldn't, why they didn't have any posts about it going up is because in May, when they released the game, the contract for the PR guy that they had for the company, his contract ran out.
Oh, RIP.
So they pretty much just used him up until, like, when they were done with it, and then they're like, alright, just gonna run.
Good guy, game devs. Tell you what. Yeah.
I don't know. If you look up videos of it, it looks like it has a lot of potential, but it's really just pretty sad.
Yeah. Yeah.
And a lot of games are doing that, too. A lot of early access.
Yeah, they're just doing it for the quick cash and then never doing anything else. Like, look at
Gary's incident.
What was that that one game that was supposed to be like DayZ?
War Z.
Yeah, or whatever they called it afterwards.
Infection Survivor.
Yeah. Oh yeah, that one. Yeah, like that was just, hey, we're in it for some cash, and then we're never gonna do anything else.
We heard this genre was popular, so we decided to jump on the gravy train.
Yeah, pretty much. I don't know. That's a shitty thing to do, but
yeah,
I guess you can't really avoid it. So
yeah.
Yeah. All right, then. That's all of our gaming news. We can move on to League of Legends stuff.
Yeah.
CLG.
Stuff's
okay. We'll talk about playoffs after we're done with all this stuff here. So, yeah. NAR came out. Before we did our last podcast.
I finally got him. I finally got NAR. The game's complete.
NAR boys.
He's a top laner. He's a ranged top laner who transforms. That's pretty cool. So
into a melee tank.
Yeah.
Top laner.
He's on release he wasn't very good. He had a lot of faults that made him he wasn't good. He was pointless. But then they patched, a quick patch, and they fixed a bunch of things. So now he's, now if you get rolling with him, you're close to unkillable, just because...
I really like him. He's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
I enjoy playing him. If only my ping would cooperate, the times when I do play him, it'd be even better.
Yeah. I like how one of the people who worked on him said, when you're laning against him, it's like laning against two different champions. Because when he transforms, his kit is similar, but he's a different champion, because he has different stats and stuff, so,
It's a whole different beast.
Yeah, so, really cool. I think that's really cool. I don't see him a lot, but I do see him enough, so, I think he's pretty good.
I think a lot of people just got turned off on him, because his kit is just so awkward.
I'll keep playing him. I think it's a lot of fun.
I mean, I think he's pretty fun too, but like it's so awkward to utilize it properly. Because you can't control the transformation. Not entirely. You can kind of control it by, you know, maintaining your
not
in and out of combat presence, but like other than that, you can't really control the transformation at all.
You have to like just not auto or use any skills, which is
really hard for a top
which is really not doing anything, and you might as well just not do anything at that point. So
sit back and run in circles.
Yeah. Yeah, he came out. Headhunter Caitlyn came out as well, just recently. I think that's for the past couple days. 2 days ago.
Project Yasuo.
Project Yasuo came out, which Rav was nice enough to gift me.
I've seen that skin in game. It looks really good.
I haven't gotten to play him yet, so I don't know. But yeah, that skin, it's the Jetstream Sam / Raiden skin from Metal Gear Solid. So that's cool. And I thank Rav immensely for that.
Yeah. Final boss Veigar was released.
I think we were talking.
I love that skin.
I think we mentioned him last podcast. I don't think he was out yet.
He wasn't.
I don't even think he was like. Really,
he was announced.
Maybe
he was announced. Yeah, that could.
I think he was on PBE when we did our last podcast. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that skin's really really good. I've played against it a couple times, and all of that skin is really really good.
Yeah, I know. Shami has it,
and even Veigar is still pretty good. So, that's cool. Champion skin sale this week includes Sejuani, Vayne, and TF, as well as Rocket Girl Tristana, Tundra Fizz, and Frosted Ezreal. And the champion rotation, currently ongoing until next Tuesday, is Diana, Fizz, Galio, Gnar, Jace, Lulu, Maokai, Sivir, Urgot, and Vel'Koz.
I've gotten the chance to play Diana a few times on ARAMs, and
she's fun?
She's pretty fun.
Yeah.
It's still kind of like weird itemizing for her, because, I mean, there's the tank Diana where you go in and you just kind of CC people.
And then let your team clean up, yeah.
Yeah, and then there's the assassin Diana, which is extremely more fragile. Yeah. And like,
she does damage, though.
If you don't blow whoever you go up, if you don't blow up the person who you go on,
you're going to blow up.
You're gonna die, and your team's gonna be fighting 4v5. And it's really easy to, like, turn on a Diana when she initiates onto whatever priority target that she's going on to.
Yeah.
Because, like, she dashes in, and then it's like, okay.
Yeah, she can't dash out.
Let's CC her. I mean, yeah, if she pulls off some, like, sick Akali tricks, and, like, wards over a wall and dashes to, like, a minion or something, because you can ult to jungle creeps.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Still, she's pretty fun.
Yeah.
Haven't gotten the chance to play her in 5v5 yet, but I would like to at some point.
I got Rammus yesterday in an ARAM, and people were mad that I was playing him AP, so.
AP Rammus is troll.
We lost that game.
You should have just said all the fucking entire game.
Dude, I've been rocking the Karthus the last 2 days.
That's pretty good. Love Karthus. The devs have actually been trying to rework the lore.
They're updating the lore for a couple champions because there's going to be a Shurima patch when
the Ascension comes out. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think it's like Skarner, Nasus, Renekton, Rammus. God, who else?
Cassio, probably.
Cassiopeia. Oh yeah, that's right. I think Cassiopeia's gonna.
Yeah, she's getting a new. She's getting a like texture update as well as a new splash.
Yes.
Same with Renekton.
And she's also getting a bit of a kit rework. They're changing her passive.
Yeah.
And yeah. She seems like she's gonna have like scaling AP, like Nasus kind of scaling AP with her passive.
That's cool.
Maybe not quite as strong, but I think like whenever she gets a kill or something, like she gets a stack of AP, and then I don't know. I can't remember the full thing. Like it was really text heavy.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my god, this sounds really cool.
I know. On the forums, I'm sure you could find it if you go on the subreddit. There's talks of the new Soraka kit for her rework as well. So. Her Q is the only thing that I remember from that post, and it's supposed to be a lot like Veigar's W.
Her E got changed, too. It doesn't give mana anymore, and it doesn't silence, I don't think. I can't quite remember what it does either, but...
Yeah, I don't remember what it was, but if you guys are interested, you'd probably find it on the subreddit. blah, 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 blah. There's posts on the site if you want to see some cool Galio plays from Korea. This guy, like, wards over second-tier bot tower and, like, flashes over, ults under the tower, and, like, gets all of his HP back because he has, like, nothing but magic resist. And then it's really good. If you go on the site, you'll be able to find the video. Arcade MF and Riot Kale are both available as well, in case you guys want that. And yeah, we can talk about playoffs now if you want. Playoffs happened last two weeks.
Yeah.
And round one was TSM versus Dig and Curse versus CLG. TSM versus Dig was the first set of matches. And it was really close for the first few games. It looked like Dig could have won that series. But TSM just showed up and performed incredibly well. And so Dig lost the first round. And then was Curse versus CLG.
And Curse showed up to the series and CLG didn't.
They got 3-0'd. This entire series, the entire playoffs, aside from two of the series, anybody who won the first match lost the series. And that happened with a lot of the games. Dig won the first game against TSM and then proceeded to lose the series. Curse just 3-0'd CLG, and as a CLG fan, that makes me sad because curse. But mainly because after watching that Afro move video, I really wanted them to get to Worlds just because I think Afro deserves it.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, they went to Korea for 2 weeks before Worlds, before playoffs rather. They skipped out on the Super Week. And Hotshot and the GGs played, which was their Curse backup team, basically. It was Hotshot, Kaox, Nien, and then two Challenger players.
It was surprising to see that Kaox was on CLG.
They actually performed pretty well. For having 1 week of practice, they performed pretty well.
A week, I think it was like 2 days.
2 days? Yeah, okay, cool. I feel like, and I know a lot of people have said this too, if they had, if they formed a challenger team called Hotshot the GGs with all those players, and they had more than, like, a day and a half of practice, they probably could have taken off some of the games from the LCS players, because they looked pretty strong for having no communication at all. And I really want that team to happen, because that team looked like they were having so much fun. And that's really what made me happy about that. But yeah, Curse donged on CLG. So Dig versus CLG were fighting for fifth place. And that would happen next week. So the week following was CLG versus Dig, and CLG won the first game and then lost the next three. So they're in relegations now, which makes me sad.
And Dig is still in the LCS.
They placed fifth. And then it was TSM LMQ, which was was an incredibly good series.
Oh my god!
It
seemed like every series that TSM played was like all three of their series were went to game five, and they were all like spectacular.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, and I'm not a TSM fan, but they played so incredibly well.
Yeah.
Especially that last series, which we'll get to.
I can't remember if it was the C9 series or if it was the LMQ series, but there was one point where they lost the game, and then Reggie and Lokodoko were
that was like, the LMQ series. So
they both went up on stage and were like making adjustments on stage because, you know, they were just like, we need to address this now. Let's not like let, you know, the negativity fester, and, you know, just kind of those adjustments on stage and
get on to the next game.
LMQ won the first game of that series and then lost the series. But Reggie and Loco came on stage and basically said, okay, guys, just pretend we're scrimming. Because everybody had said that TSM had, like, won all of their scrims, like, prior to the playoffs. Like, they were the only team that had, like, hadn't lost any of their their scrims. Yeah. So Reggie and Loco come on the stage, they're like, okay, guys, just pretend we're scrimming. And then it, like a switch came on. Yeah. And TSM won that series. That one went to 5 as well. And that one was another close series. LMQ looked like they were having some, like, communication issues almost. Which isn't hard to understand because of all that's gone on with them. I'm sure they're still trying to figure out all of their management issues. So that could still play into their play.
They're still going to Worlds, and I think, like, by the time Worlds rolls around, they'll probably have those issues fixed.
Yeah, hopefully they'll have those issues fixed, yeah. And then the C9 versus...
Curse.
Was it Curse?
Yeah.
Yeah. That one was another stomp. Curse got 3-0'd. That's, like, one of the other series that was a 3-0. C9 looked incredibly well. Like, incredibly good during that series. They didn't look like they faltered at all. And then the next day was Curse versus LMQ for third place, which LMQ won. I think that was another...
That was the best five, yeah.
That was another best
Curse,
five.
Curse won the first two games, and then LMQ...
And then LMQ proceeded to...
Mounted the 3-0 comeback.
Yeah.
The Dream.
The Dream team. And then the final day was C9 versus TSM, which was the best series.
Oh my god, that series was so good.
Because it was...
It was so close.
It was like C9 wins game 1, TSM wins game 2, C9 wins game 3, TSM wins game 4, and then TSM won game 5.
Yeah.
Yeah, that fifth game.
And like,
that fifth game was a stomp.
All the games were like back and forth in that best of 5.
Except that last one.
Really?
Dyrus,
Turtle got like two quadras.
Dyrus got first blood, yelled, fuck you, bitch, get the fuck out of my lane.
No, that was against LMQ.
Was it?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that was against LMQ, like, the last game where he, like, kept killing Ackerman, I think.
I swore that was...
He yelled it at one point during the playoffs.
Either way, TSM, like, stomped the last game, I believe. Unless, of course, that was the LMQ one, I'm not sure. Either way, that was another close series, and that one could have gone either way. The three NA teams going to Worlds in order from first to third is TSM, C9, and LMQ. So Worlds starts in 2 weeks or a week. I'm not sure. The 18th.
2 weeks.
Is it the 18th? This is the first game.
Could very well be.
I think so.
The 8th is the reveal show. And this weekend, actually today was the first day of the Chinese finals. Tomorrow is day 2 of the Chinese finals. So those are probably over and done with already, because those were going from like 1 a.m. to like 6 a.m. our time. So those were only best of 3s. So I know the relegation matches happen next week. The promotion tournament, rather. So the NA promotion tournament includes C9, CLG versus Curse Academy, Coast versus EG, and Complexity versus Team 8. And Riot has also announced they're doing an expansion tournament, I think after Worlds, to allow two more teams into the LCS, both EU and NA. So next LCS, there won't be any Super Weeks because there will be 10 teams in LCS. So each week will be longer because they'll be playing more games, meaning they won't need a Super Week.
Every week is Super Week.
Yeah, every week will be Super Week. So that'll be good. And Coast made some changes this week that a lot of people are mad about, and I don't understand why they're mad about it, because... Alright, so, Coast had Rux and Golden Glue as their top and mid laner, right?
Yeah.
They dropped Rux and Golden Glue for two Korean players, okay?
Okay.
From a business standpoint, you want to win, correct?
Good job.
Yeah.
Yeah. You want to get the best team possible so you can win. And people are mad that they dropped two players that helped them get to promos, and now those two players won't be playing promos. But nobody's taking into account that maybe Coast wants to win. I don't know.
Gee, I wonder. I don't think Coast wants to win. They want to stay in the Challenger.
I think that's the case, though, because, like, everybody's like, oh, you know, Coast is... Like, every time they've been in the LCS, they've been knocked out.
Coast was the weakest of the three teams going into promos. It's very obvious that Coast was the weakest team going into the promotion tournament. So, like, Golden Glue and Rux aren't LCS material. I'm going to say it. And
yeah.
They've both, I think, been subs for LCS level teams. Yep. I think Rux was sub for Curse at some point, and Golden Glue was sub for Dig, and they both didn't perform well. So I don't know why everybody's getting their panties in a knot when you can have two Korean players that were at they were both top 10 in Korean solo queue, and they were both on teams, like five teams that were top of the Korean like fives teams, like Challenger as well. So the players' names are Miracle and Ringer. So
I think I've heard of Ringer.
I don't know. Sounds
familiar.
People are making jokes like they're bringing in a Korean Ringer so they can win. So I don't know. It'll be interesting to see.
Yes. League of Legends, the game of Koreans.
Pretty much. Oh, Riot also announced yesterday they are making a new rule that in each region you have to have three people on a team from that region.
All right, that's actually really good.
It doesn't count for the current LCS teams, just because that would mean, like, LMQ.
TSM would be out.
TSM, LMQ.
I think...
Who else? There's EG.
Might. I'm not too sure about that one.
Any of the teams that are, like, in the current Challenger series and the current LCS series are not affected. So... it's like the 3/5. Like you have to have
the 3/5 compromise.
The 3/5 compromise. League of Legends.
No, you need to have three of your five members to be from your region. So TSM has two, Dyrus and Turtle. So
LMQ has zero.
Yeah. So a lot of people are like, man, I hope this affects Coast because then they won't be able to play.
What the fuck?
Like, guys, can you calm down? They want to win. Fuck off.
Did you get this? Is this all from Reddit?
Yeah, pretty much. That's what people on Reddit are saying.
Challenger tier Reddit, at it again.
So yeah, my predictions for the promo tournaments is CLG is going to beat Curse Academy.
What if they lost to Curse Academy? How would you feel?
I will cry.
How would you feel if they just like?
I might have to abandon ship. I probably wouldn't though. I like CLG too much to abandon ship. I think CLG would beat Curse Academy. I think EG and Coast. I think EG is gonna win with Altic and Helios carrying. And then Complexity versus teammate is going to be close, but I think the three LCS teams are going to win. And then for the expansion tournament, I think Curse Academy and teammate will make it in. Those are my predictions. Anybody else have predictions for those?
Nope. Who cares about Challenger Series?
Mine would pretty much be the same.
Did you mention that Monte Cristo did step down as coach for CLG?
Oh yeah, that happened yesterday actually. Monte stepped down as coach from CLG. It was apparent that he was going to do it at the end of the season anyway.
He wasn't even the coach. Let's be honest here. He wasn't even the coach.
Well, technically,
I watched an interview that On Gamers did with Double Lift, and he was talking about how Monty, like, he was a coach, but he wasn't like
he was more of an analyst.
He wasn't like a Loco Doco or
no, he
original.
Wasn't, no, he's
coach.
Not an in-house coach, and
it's because he's in Korea, like,
yeah, and he did do a lot of good for the team. The team had, like, during the spring and summer split, CLG looked incredibly good. Like, they've looked better than they usually do.
Yeah.
And that's apparent. And they do attribute it to stuff that Monty helped them with. The issue is they have team problems. Not necessarily in-game problems, but team problems.
Yeah.
And if you don't have an in-house coach, you can't really get any of that fixed. So, I mean, obviously, like, it was obvious Monty was going to step down. He said it on Summoners and Summoning Insight, like, 2 or 3 weeks ago, saying, like, if it comes to the point, like, I'm either going to have to choose between doing OGN or becoming a full-time coach for CLG. And he's like, the reality is, I'm probably not going to be a full-time coach for CLG. And it's understandable because OGN pays him better. And it's too risky to be
a coach,
a full-time coach, because it's cutthroat. Like, you never know when you could just be dropped. And it didn't pay as much, so yeah, like, people could see this coming. Zuna has come to help prep them for their playoffs, and a lot of people don't like that, but a lot of people forget that Zuna was actually credited to being one of the most knowledgeable players about the game. Even though he wasn't a good player, he was still a knowledgeable player. And those are two different things, I guess.
Well, it comes down to, like, knowledge of the game versus, like, being able to put it to use.
Yeah.
And Zuna had, like, tons of knowledge of the
game. It's okay, he knows he has a ton of knowledge because he sits right in front of the monitor, like, 2 centimeters away from the monitor.
He knows everything that goes on.
He knows everything. He just knows everything.
So, I feel like, I don't think he's gonna be coach. I think he's just there right now to help them out. So, yeah, it'll be interesting to see who they bring in for in-house coach, because they will need one.
Hi, I'm Gosu.
Or, they could have I zoned out. I'm sorry. I, like, lost my trail of thought there with Riley spamming the chat.
Riley got wrecked.
I was gonna say something. Now I can't remember. Oh, a life coach like Dan Din.
Yeah.
If Zuna stayed for that, that'd be pretty good. Mm-hmm. Not like a coach, but a
life coach. See, I don't know how good of a life coach Zuna would be though, because he's a former player.
Yeah, like, yeah, I can understand that, view as well. So I guess we'll just have to see, like, where they go from there. Because they have, like, a lot to lose right now.
If
they do get relegated.
If they do get regulated.
Right. Hotshot's gonna lose his baby, just like.
Maybe if they actually recognize that they have a top laner, maybe they'll get somewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I think they believe they have four.
Seraph was, like, functioning almost separately from
the rest of the team.
I think CLG thinks they have, like, one player on their team for some reason. They just think Double Lift the whole team for some.
If you guys go. Yeah. Did any of you watch the most recent Double Lift interview with Travis?
Yes, no. I did. That's what I was referencing. That was the one, like, right after they lost the game to Curse, or the series to Curse,
right? I like listening to those interviews, because Double Lift's, like, everybody is trash. Persona is just that. It's a persona.
Yeah.
And he recognizes, like, that if he's the problem, then his team should get rid of him. Like,
yeah.
He wants his team to win. If he's the problem and he's holding them back, bench him. And he's the captain, correct? He's captain of CLG?
Yeah, most likely.
He doesn't want to be captain. Like, he doesn't think he's cut out to be captain. And honestly, he's not. Aphromu is a lot more cut out to be captain of CLG.
I feel like, though, that in any professional League of Legends team, it kind of should be the jungler, though, because they have their role on the map.
Has the most presence.
Yeah, I don't believe in Dexter, though.
I don't either.
I don't believe in Dexter enough.
I think they need to
Dexter's
get...
a great jungler, but like I don't know if he fits CLG that well.
He tilts way too easily.
Yeah.
Like the second he gets like counter jungled like right away, he goes completely on tilt. And you can see early summer split, like when CLG was dominating, he was really, really good. And then when other teams started to catch up to them and like figure out what to do to deal with them, like Dexter always was the one who tilted. I think they need a new mid laner and a new jungler. And I've said this several times. They need to get rid of Dexter and Link. And even in the Doublelift interview, he said Link says he still feels like he has another year in him. He wants to give it another year, and if nothing changes, then he's gonna quit. But like, you've had like 2 years now, buddy, and you still haven't changed at all.
I think Link's really
bring
good,
back
though.
Gigi. I want that guy back.
Yeah,
season one
young,
king.
The
season one king coming
big
back.
Fat. The big fat.
The big.
I know a lot of people on the subreddit are saying they should maybe move Seraph mid. Seraph has a lot more fun playing mid champions, and he's actually quite good at playing mid champions. If you ever watch him stream, he plays a lot more mid.
He plays Kassadin in a whole bunch, but Kassadin's garbage.
Excuse me?
Excuse yourself for playing Kassadin.
I think Kassadin's pretty good.
No,
sorry, I think you should be talking about Kale.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, oh, boy. Kale's the best right now.
He plays a lot more mid than he ever plays top when he's streaming. And especially during solo queue. He plays a lot of Kassadin, he plays a lot of Yasuo. I've seen him play LeBlanc, I think. Again, this is when those champions were still being played.
Yeah.
I haven't watched his stream, because they don't stream that often, so I haven't really watched his stream in a while.
No, my proposal is bring back GG and bring Kobe from the desk to the jungler.
Oh, baby. Oh. I'm ready. Let it happen. Riot, please.
Release Kobe.
Release Kobe.
Release Kobe to the OG.
Kobe Kraken.
Free Kobe or Riot.
Free Kobe from the desk.
My brother just described Kevin Spacey as a Southern Belle.
Oh no.
He's watching House of Cards.
Oh. Wonderful.
But oh god.
So yeah, I think they have a lot of player issues that they need to figure out. And Dexter doesn't look like he wants to like be friends with anybody.
Yeah.
And Doublelift said he's good friends with Link and Afro. He never said he's good friends with Dexter, and he never said he's good friends with Seraph.
In his defense, though, Seraph hasn't been there long enough, really, to constitute that.
But, I mean, when you talk about being friends, and he even said, there's been no point in time where I've been on CLG and everybody's been friends.
Yeah.
Which isn't good. You look at TSM, you look at Dig, you look at C9. They're all friends.
I knew that Hotshot has had like emotional issues in the past.
Yeah.
So I mean that could be like a root of the problem there is that, you know, when he brought on players to be part of the original CLG, they weren't like, I don't know. I'm not saying like all their players have never been emotionally stable, but it just seems like, you know.
I understand what you're saying. I don't know. They need to fix something. That's all I know. So, that pretty much covers it all, I guess.
Yeah.
Let me do a quick rundown of the teams that are going to Worlds, if I can find the list. Let's just look real quick here. Worlds.
Worlds.
I want recent. I want within this month.
I'm glad you appreciate that, Rowan.
I don't think any of the NA teams will go far. I think Alliance is going to go pretty far, though.
I think
Alliance is going to get
I think C9 might do well if TSM plays like TSM played in that last series, then maybe. but I don't think I have
confidence in Alliance though.
I don't think any NA team's gonna make it to quarterfinals though.
Yeah, probably not.
Even I know
as long as they make it at least past like the first round of
stuff. Yeah.
If they make it past group stages and then don't get 100% donged in like the first round of the playoffs, then
yeah. I know,
I still want Nige and White Shield though.
Since Alliance is currently boot camping, I know there's been posts about like the Koreans saying that Froggen is like the real deal.
Yeah, well, Froggen's fucking amazing.
Incarnation.
I love Frogger.
Incarnation won't be going to Worlds because he's banned from playing and he's not actually a coach.
That's the coach for SK, right?
Yep.
Yep.
Alright, that's right.
He's been able to be at LCS Studios because he's considered a guest of SK, but he can't go to Worlds because he's not technically their coach. Teams going to Worlds League of Legends. Season 4 predictions, blah, blah, blah. I know, we got Alliance, Fnatic, and SK. We've got TSM, C9, and LMQ. We've got Samsung White and Samsung Blue, as well as Najin Shield. Kaboom Gaming.
Those are the Brazilians.
Those are Brazilians. Dark Passage.
They're
Turkey. They're Turkish. And then there's another wild card team that I don't remember.
What if Brazil just like won Worlds? What if Brazil just won Worlds? Like how would you? I think just the game of League of Legends would explode
hidden,
at that point.
Hidden OP Brazil. I know I think Edward Gaming is the only confirmed team from China that's going.
Yep.
Currently.
That's right. Because they had two more spots to fill.
Yeah. Today's. I'm just gonna check to see who won the games today. If I can find the post. I don't think I can. Oh, here we are. Okay, Invictus versus LGD. Korean losers bracket or Chinese loser bracket, and LGD beat IG. They beat Invictus 2-1, so they're moving on. And then it was Royal Club versus LGD, and Royal Club won that 2-0. And then it was Invictus versus. Okay, so the winner of the losers bracket, the winner of the losers bracket, is LGD, and then moving on is OMG and Royal Club. So that's tomorrow. So, tomorrow's schedule will be OMG versus Royal. And then the winner of that will face LGD, and then the winner of that will play Edward Gaming. Yes.
Evil geniuses.
Yes.
Yeah.
Evil geniuses gaming from Korea, China, place.
Korea, China.
Korea, China.
Yes. It's Eduardo new. Gaming. It's new. It's new. Yeah, Eduardo Gaming, starring Edward from Gambit.
Starring Eduardo from Foster's Home for
Imagine. Potato. Yeah, that should cover League of Legends. I know we talked about that for a while. So that pretty much brings us to the end of our show. So if you want to follow us anywhere, you can follow our Twitter. Our Twitter is at PGL Podcast on the website Twitter.
The website
of Twitter, yeah. I usually put out when we're doing a show and when the show is up.
Camp puts out.
I never usually say when we're not
doing
a show.
What a joke. Haven't heard that one in forever.
It's been a while. And I usually update if we ever upload videos, which we don't, but if we do, that's where it will be said. You can follow me on Twitter. My Twitter is at TrueWithUnarmed. As well as most other places, you can find me at Truth Unarmed. You know, play League with me, it's Captain Hentai, it's CPT Hentai. Separate words. CPT space Hentai, so, yeah. Riley, where can they find you?
You can find me on Tumblr. It's Scrubums, 2 B's, 1 M, 2 S's, you know. You can find me at Scrubby on League with 3 U's and 2 B's. So there you go. See how many people are confused with that.
Rowan, where can they find you? Or instead, Tyler, where can they find you?
Topener on just about any website.
That's TLPENER.
Thanks, friend. You're welcome. I appreciate it.
Rowan, where can they find you?
You can pretty much find me anywhere at Rowan Dodo or Race Rowan.
Cool. And Cameron?
You can just find me anywhere at Fix Your Levels.
It's all one word for people.
Yeah, just Fix Your Levels.
Check out his SoundCloud Bandcamp.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mostly SoundCloud, amazing. Because my shit on Bandcamp, I really need to
update.
Hate. Yep.
Oh, cool. Go check out his sweet song, Who's Been Trapping Dicks? It's revolutionary.
The hit new song, Who's Been Trapping Dicks?
Next.
From Cameron Lance, Fix Your Levels.
Yeah. Awesome. Then, with that, we will leave. And with
goodbye.
That, we should be back.
Goodbye.
Next. No, fuck you.
Goodbye.
We should be back next week.
I'll see you guys next
for
week.
For another
bye.
Wonderful episode of the Postgame Lobby. So until then, we will talk to y'all later. So goodbye.